That's the way love goes. Why did I get married? It might be the title of your own sob song, but it's also the name of Tyler Perry's brand new play-turned-major motion picture. A New Jack artist of many trades, Perry became famous for cross-dressing as the ghetto gun-toting Madea character from his plays and movies. But in this latest flick, he plays a bougie husband, just one of a member of four black couples who go on a vacation that turns into a nightmare. In Why Did I Get Married, Perry is joined by a big cast of stars, including the multi-talented Janet Jackson. I recently got a chance to sit down with Jackson and Perry to talk about their new venture. First, I asked Tyler if fans used to seeing him in a dress were ready for his new role.
You can't judge me too early. If you look at Madea and if you look at, you know, some of the early stuff, it's specific. It is a specific way of storytelling. It's one side of the way I tell stories. And then you look at Daddy's Little Girls or Why Did I Get Married? It's another way of storytelling. So I know that I'm growing as a director, but in my storytelling, I mean, I've got a story about a Holocaust survivor and a jazz singer in 1947 that is very rich. That was written 15 years ago. So I have a lot of different ways of telling stories. I'm just showing some other sides of what I can do, I think. I'm going to speak up.
I probably need to speak up.
No, right? We're all good. This is NPR. You don't speak loudly on NPR.
Are you afraid of losing some of the audiences who liked your earlier work where it was somewhat broader comedy, more raucous?
Not at all, because what I found about my audience over the years of being on the road with them is they're very sophisticated and they can follow through a lot of things and will be with me through a lot of things. So I'll be more concerned when I do the Jazz Man piece than I am right now. But no, I absolutely think they'll be there.
So Janet, your character is a professor. She is, on the surface, absolutely perfect.
If you're not going to be honest with your husbands, then who are you going to be vulnerable with?
You!
This is the reason why they're so upset at you, because you haven't been truthful with them. Tell them how you want them to hold you at night and how you're afraid for them to leave you. Tell them what you tell me all the time. Tell them the truth. Tell them what you're feeling.
She makes me sick.
She's got a lot under the surface. How do you relate to her in ways that are similar and different from who you are as a person?
I think in the ways that are similar, she is a professor and everyone comes to her for all the answers. And that definitely is something that I can relate to in my own life with, you know, my group of friends or even family. But yet not really wanting to look in her own backyard with the issues that are going on. And that's something that I used to do a lot of in the past.
And why did you do this movie? I understand that you had to make a decision really fast, and it was something that clearly was a priority for you. Why this movie? Why now?
Well, there were a couple of things. I was dying to do something that was an ensemble.
She did it because of me.
Absolutely.
We did want to work together. Yeah. That is true. And we finally got, thank God, we've got the opportunity to. But I was hoping to do something that had that was an ensemble piece, and I didn't have a lot of time to dedicate being a lead role to by working in my other job. And I fell in love with this script when I first read. I thought, oh my God, and this is so deep, and it had its funny bits to it, its funny parts to it, and I fell in love with the character, and I so badly wanted to do it, and I was afraid I wouldn't be able to because I was going on tour at the time and had a show to do, and we worked it all out, and I'm very happy we did.
I love the way you said my other job, as if, you know, you're working as a cashier or something.
Well, I'm not a multitasker. And Tyler knows that. Yeah, we talk about it. So that was my other fear of on my off days, being able to go to rehearsal and be with the band and the dancers for 8+ hours and then dedicate all of myself to the film when I needed to be there. So
I'm working on that. I wanted to be that. I wanted to start to multitask, because then we'd be seeing a lot more Janet, and we'd love her to death and we want to see more.
There were so many people who would, you know, give their left arm to be in a movie like this. How did you choose the cast that you chose for this ensemble piece, Tyler?
You know what I do? I surrender it. After it's written, I surrender it. I said, okay, you know, I get with Ruben Cannon, who's a producer who's been in casting for years. And we go from there, and we, you know, start thinking of who we brainstorm, who do we see. And when we hear a name that's right, it's instant, it's automatic. It's very rare that a name will come up and we'll hire them and they be wrong. I haven't had that experience yet. It's always about surrendering the piece to who's supposed to have it.
Terry, how is he like you?
That's
and how
me.
Is he not like he, that's you.
That's me. Terry's a little more patient than I am, though, but that's me. Yeah, that's me. Because if she was doing that to me, Terry ain't gonna wait 3 months.
By she, you mean Terry's wife, who
Diane, played by Sharon Lill,
right? Yeah. Who is not
very, very business.
Lack of consort, I believe, is the phrase.
Yeah, that's a good one. She's very, very busy, but the real reason, as I was watching the movie, and I just figured this out as I was watching the movie, the real reason why she didn't want to sleep with her husband is because the question of why isn't she getting pregnant would come up. And which is one of the secrets that was revealed at the table there.
What the hell are you talking about? You're not selfish. Diane, you laid there and had your tubes tied and you didn't even tell me? You don't think that's selfish?
Look, this is my body, okay? You don't have to carry a child. I do. You don't have to miss work. I do.
Diane, when you get married, you give up the eyes for us, okay? You don't make those kind of decisions without talking to me. What the hell am I doing? I don't even know why I'm having this argument with you. I'm tired of arguing about the same damn thing with you. It's clear to me. One thing, very clear. You don't want to be married.
Now, I'll tell you what this is about. My entire career is going way better than yours. And you're having some testosterone issues. And you can't deal with it.
Now, Janet, what did this teach you about marriage? Mm-hmm. And would you be more likely to tie the knot with your longtime love, Jermaine Dupri, after doing this role? Or not so much.
I still have the same views on love, I suppose. It from myself, and it really comes from, as I'm stuttering, right? And it really comes from, I guess, being married twice and being divorced twice. For myself, I don't need the piece of paper. It's about the spiritual connection and having our own vows.
Tyler, what about you? Is this going to make you more into commitment or just like, oh, no, no, no?
I asked Oprah to marry me yesterday, and I told her I wouldn't need a prenup. She said, let's do it. But then, you know, afterwards, I got a call from Stedman, so it's not going to happen. But, you know, on a serious note, I want to be married one day. I'm in no rush. You know, I'm only 38. Some people think that's old. But, you know, didn't Letterman have a kid at 60,020?
Hey, I'm 38.
Yeah.
I'm down with 38.
Yeah, I understand it.
Now, there's to me this real sweetness and this, I don't know if you agree with this, but this desire to say black love is alive. Was that one of your intents with the movie?
You know, I love the way that people are rallying behind the movie, but I just think it's about love. It's about people, period, you know, that not only is black love alive, but all love is alive. You know, all family is important, you know, and I think as people are watching the movie, whatever your race, if you give it a chance, there's a universal theme that's running all the way through it that people will understand.
Janet, you're nodding. What about this whole idea? Many people have said that black love in particular is embattled, and it's very difficult to survive in the modern era where people feel as if it's almost impossible to keep a marriage alive or even a relationship.
I feel like Tyler about this. When I was nodding my head because I don't like to see it as just black love, but to see it as all love. And I think there are all different races that have issues and problems. I don't like to just look at it as black love. I mean, everybody has problems.
Tell Dr.
Listen, man, I keep trying to tell your brothers about the 80-20 rule.
The what?
The 80-20 rule. In most cases, in marriage, you're only going to get 80% of what you need. That's it. No more, no less. Most times, 80%. Now, here comes this woman offering 20%. Now, 20% looks real good when you ain't getting it. But the problem is you're going to leave 80 thinking you're getting something better, and you end up with 20.
That makes perfect sense to me.
So before we let you guys go, I want to ask you about the future. Janet, you are, as Tyler would put it, an aspiring multitasker, perhaps. To me, you seem perfectly busy.
Well, if he's my professor, then I know I'll do well.
Yeah.
I may get it to handle two things at once, yeah. Not maybe three or four, but two.
So, Janet, what do you see ahead?
an album in the future, more films, and I'm also in the midst of writing a book on my journeys with my weight loss, my weight gain, and where it truly comes from in my soul and nutrition.
I didn't know that. That's going to be awesome. That is going to be amazing. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, that you would even open up to share that.
I like helping people in any way that I can, and a lot of people have asked me about it. So I don't mind sharing with them. If it helps someone else, I'm really happy to share.
That's great.
That's powerful. Tyler, you are a mogul. What about you? What do you see in the next few years?
He's got this, he's got that, he's got the other.
I'm working towards owning a network that is positive and inspiring and reinforcing to anybody who watches it. So that's what I'd like to eventually end up. That's where I'd like to end up.
One more thing. And again, for both of you, I'll start with you, Tyler. What makes you pick yourself up if and when you fail at anything?
For me, I haven't had a lot of failure, but I have had a lot of things that I thought were failure. But as I look back on them now, it was preparing me for this position. But for me, it's a lot of prayer and just knowing that God has brought me to a place in my life where I am supposed to keep going no matter what. And that's what I do. I keep going. And I say that to anybody, no matter what, no matter what disappointment, no matter what's going on, just keep moving. Life changes. It gets better.
Janet?
I think something that's very important for myself is not being afraid to fail. And there's always, not to be so cliche-ish, but there always is light at the end of the tunnel. There's always another door that is going to open. And I'm a very big believer in prayer.
Well, Janet Jackson, Tyler Perry, it's been a delight.
Thank you, NPR. We really appreciate it.
Writer and director Tyler Perry stars along with Janet Jackson in the film Why Did I Get Married? The movie hits theaters today.